The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Base Ballers! Woo! Hey, welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. Yes, like James Bond. I'd like to think of myself as a sharpshooter with my picks. Maybe not as of late, but overall, I'm pretty sharp. Hey, y'all, how you doing? This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. And I swear I say that word differently every time. Presentation. Anyways, go find the show at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Let's make sure to get y'all in there to check out the free and the paid content, the premium content. You go over to hoop-ball.com. You look at what we've got in regards to health and news and transactional blurbs on the side. Be very, very helpful for this time of the season, handicapping and fantasy basketball. I would like to highlight the wager pass for $9.99. So that's less than 33 cents a day. So less than a latte can win you some guale. I'll work on it. It was on the cuff. Anywho. Yes, I'm Devin. This is Hoopball Gaming. We're going to have a show to talk about. Baseball, basketball, light, brief dusting. Tuesdays are usually lighter days. Got to move a little more quick. But Vince had the card covered yesterday. Phenomenal different segue and segment. We took it to live and to YouTube yesterday. So if you missed that, check out the YouTube page. Also, let's get some five-star reviews rolling in here. I'm trying to give some money away. Some money. Like, no strings attached money. NSA. Like, what you're looking for if you're on Tinder. NSA. No strings attached. Looking for some friend. We're looking for FWBs. Friends with bets. Yeah. So NSA and FWB is in the bio of this money that I'm trying to give away in Hoopball Gaming. So Hoopball Gaming's a very easy person. Like Tupac. They get around. So anyways, we're just hanging out a little bit today, the beginning of the episode on Tuesday. April 20th. Holiday to some folks, birthdays for others. I know we got some stuff to talk about, but you know, I have been talking about this whole music thing and crossing and interweaving some different talking angles into today in sports betting, just to freshen it up a little bit. I don't know. We're trying some different stuff out. Want to see if anyone gets interest peaked for me talking about 90s movies or 80s music, or, you know, if there's any fun to be had on the show. We want these shows to be enjoyable for y'all. And since we're in the middle of growing exponentially, it's always good to try new things. Hell, it's always good to try new things in general. Which is why you try us out. That's why you should try us out. Plain and simple. We are cracking top 14, I think. I think we're moving up. Top 14, top 13 in the algorithm for Apple Music. I know. Promo and banter and tangent. Babbling heavy intro. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I haven't done a show in a few days. So I, you know, it's like after my Friday show, I go Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I ain't got no shows. So it's like I just build up and this is what happens. So I apologize, but here we are. So yeah, make sure to just enjoy the babbling because, I mean, it's prevalent. We have some really good handicapping on store too. Throwing out this song currently playing in the background for me. It is called Jams with a Z. Jams with a Z. Cells is the band. So anyways, you can go to Apple stuff. I'm just going to say Apple stuff because I still am not savvy or privy. I'm too old. And so they keep changing. But anyways, whatever it is right now, you go and you look up that song I just gave you because it's cool. And then you do that after you find us today in sports betting on there. And after you give us a 5-star review, you know, if it's deemed necessary. But, you know, share your honest and true opinions. That's what we're asking for here. Honest and true opinions. Like, we want to know how to get better because we want to be the best of the best, but we ain't going to get there until we hear what we do absolutely crappily. So please do enlighten us. Please do bring the efforts and the words on your reviews. 5-star reviews of 10 words or more, and a screenshot to me at DALE007 or at Dan Bespris, the Podfather, DanBes. BRIS. That's how you find them on Twitter. Just send those to us. Email support@hoop-ball.com. Shoot them that way. Let them know it's about the Today in Sports Betting contest, the cash giveaway for 5-star reviews. It's that simple. It's free money. And we have an NBA pro hitting about 60, almost 60%. We've got 8 other guys on top of me. And then that said individual, Troy, you know, if y'all are familiar with the show, you're familiar with Troy. We got Vince at VM Center, Vince Miracle. He just hits everything. Riley Sorbo had a 4-0 night, 4-banger the other night in props. Blake LaWatch, our first 5 MLB guy, Dan and Aaron Brewski, the Pod M, the Godfather, they handle a lot of winning in the NBA. So make sure to get there. Check that out. Got to give us those reviews. We gotta get up in their algorithm there over in Apple. Also, remember, we are brought to you by Manscaped, manscaped.com. Now, I did do a little promo recording at the beginning of the show, so I won't spill too deep into this, but I do need to still talk about our presenting sponsors, Manscaped and MyBookie.ag. What other podcast is going to take care of your bets and your balls for you? I mean, we got you covered. Like, those are your two most important things as men. So, well, except for, like, maybe your marriage and kids if you have them. But you know what I'm saying. As far as podcasts go, I'm sorry, I can't do much for your marriage or your children or whatever. But what I can do is make the trimming of your balls a lot easier by getting you some money saved, some free shipping, great products. And then I can win you some money with these bets. You know, if you use my bookie.ag, you go over there, you use promo code HoopBall and sign up. Let them know Today in Sports Betting. Devin in particular, if you want to do that, since you, by all means, let's win some money for you. And then on top of that, like I said, your balls. HoopBall20, that's the promo code for manscaped.com. Real quick, real brief, promo code reads, going to combine the two affiliates. They're awesome. They're amazing. Check them out. Oh, hey, shout out to TallySite, though. Go over to TallySite.com. Now, these folks are an affiliate of ours. They are a sports picks analysis and database, just a conglomerate affiliate of ours. So they are like the Action Network, if you're familiar. Other sites that allow folks analysis to be shared publicly. They're going to be opening it to the public here very shortly. So I would suggest getting in there, looking at it. And if you want to make picks, and you might just think about getting into an affiliation of some sort, but if you make picks, you need to talk to our buddy, Mike Valdeterra with TallySite. Mike will be on the show shortly because they got some new stuff rolling out. I might be taking the curtain and pulling it way back, but hey, it is what it is. Yeah, so it's going to be open to the public here soon. You're going to have access to all your favorite handicappers plus some. You know, we got – I make picks against folks from CBS, ESPN, Barstool, Locked On, The Athletic, SB Nation. So, I mean, it's no joke. I mean, it's serious business. And there's some major stats kept, you know, tracks earnings, tracks IQ level for bets and – you know, it's really good stuff. I use it to gain some insight whenever I'm debating a game and where I'm trying to lean. Some smart, smart people on there. Okay. I think we need to get into the meat of the show. I am going to move faster today than what we are accustomed to for my speed and my pace. I know it's going to probably be a little weird because I do usually take the tortoise approach and I do break down stuff a lot more in depth. But there's a decent sized card MLB wise, just not a ton of value in my opinion. And then there is, you know, how do I say this? The NBA is just so hard and so volatile right now. I mean, people getting scratched or activated 5 minutes before tip. It's damn near impossible to handicap a game at the very beginning of the morning, like we are at. You know, this is 8 o'clock Central Daylight. Sorry, because we're in daylight CDT. So yeah, NBA light brushing. Moving on, and there is a new track playing. It's called "Do You Mind" by Fleece. Fleece is a newer bedroom pop artist. I don't know if any of y'all have ventured into the bedroom pop stuff, but very phenomenal. I would start with guys like Gus Dapperton or Frank Castelli, Mac DeMarco. Mac DeMarco's got some really great bedroom pop stuff. He's not like a bedroom pop artist. He's honestly probably one of my favorite artists. New Age, does everything himself. One guy, he's from Canada originally. Very, very indie, kind of revitalized the indie music scene as it was dying in the mid 2010s there for quite some time. He's old school, reel to reel recording. He sits his mixer on his lap and he cassette tapes and it's pretty cool. Anyways, Mac DeMarco tangent. I am starting to like this Fleece artist, though. And while I'm on it, you know who I've been listening to a crap ton lately? And I didn't really... I must have been a little too young. But Corner Shop. I don't know if any of y'all listened to them before, but they're just kind of an abstract, not Tribe Called Quest exact, like, band, but, like, you know, there's some resemblance, a lot less R&B and hip hop, more alternative, but some funky grooves and some nice lyrics. That's for sure. Corner Shop, Sleep on the Left. That's like their one of their best known songs, I guess. All right. So let's walk through this card of MLB. I know I've got a decent amount of picks made. Almost opened up Robin Hood. Dogecoin is blowing up. All right. The Dodgers and the Mariners play at 210. Standalone game. I'm sorry, 310. Well, 210 if you're Mountain Time. Julio Urias, Marcos Gonzalez, both lefties. Both these teams have some guys that can absolutely mash lefties. Josh Turner hitting 450 early in the season off lefties. I know AJ Pollock for his career is a good lefty hitter if he's in. Once lineups get set, it'll be easier for us to look at maybe some. Wow. In my shopping. This can't be right. This got to be a glitch. I found over 3.5 at plus 225 for the Dodgers. And their team total. That's so weird. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep. Your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn. Like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need. Down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen. Face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you, and then we as a family get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the Podfather, Aaron Bruschi, the Godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. Hoopball's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. We'll start this card off with a dud. I'm not interested in that game, to be honest, so I apologize. Central, Minnesota, Oakland. Expect lots of runs. Oakland allows a lot. Minnesota scores a lot. Minnesota's been giving up a lot. We got Shoemaker and we got Sean Manaea. The Twins, if they can get Buxton back in the lineup, that would be great. I think he might be back today. But him against lefties, he does really well. Yeah, he's questionable still. The lefty killers for the Athletics, you know, Matt Olson. And you know, Jed Lowry hits pretty good against him. Mitch Moreland, obviously. Mark Canha with a 9-1-1 OPS. I could definitely see the Twins winning this game, but Oakland has been playing a lot better lately. Give me a lean to the over. I believe it's going to be probably right around 8.5, 9. I don't see it out yet. Let me get some lines up in front of me. More lines. Line's not up with it yet. So we will hold on that one. I expect lots of offense, though. Over on my bookie, the Astros and the Rockies game just dropped to 10.5, and it's at -115. This thing opened at 11.5. So I'm going to go ahead and jump on this because I really like the chances of that hitting. I mean, it's Coors Field, obviously. We got some John Gray on the mound. He's been struggling to start the year. We got, who is this pitching for Houston? Luis Garcia, the righty. Can't say I'm too familiar with him, but I mean, it's Coors. It's down to 11.5. A lot of sharp money coming in on the under of that 11 number. I'm sorry, I said 11, 10.5. Looking at getting a pro grade of over at a total of 11.32. So at 10.5, I feel a lot more confident in that. That might be like a 2.5, 3 unit play for me. Let's see if we can figure this out live, because I'm putting some bets in, so I apologize. I suck at multitasking. All right, 12.65. You know, just to show you, like, this is transparency. I'm just going to throw $12.65 on it to get back 11. We're going to bring in 23.65 over 10.5, Houston, Colorado. All right. So there we go. That's how I'm feeling about that. Over 10.5. Minus 115. There is juice, sure. I get it. But it's a bet I like. Houston's offense has been doing really well. I know they cooled off a little bit, but we'll see him get another boost here. Baby Blue by the Fishmans, or just Fishmans. Fishmans, all one word. Playing right now. Check that out. Kind of like Corner Shop. Baltimore, Miami. Let's just take Miami straight up. Matt Harvey's pitching for Baltimore, so the Marlins might score 12 runs in the first three innings. Sarcasm aside, oh, yeah. Here, hold on. I need to backtrack a little. I forgot that the Twins and the A's have doubleheaders today. So that first game with Matt Schumacher, Sean Manaea, I'm not going to touch the doubleheaders. Sorry. It's just not something I'm looking to do. So let's back off of that. I forgot to realize that. So my apologies. Pittsburgh, Detroit, Tyler Anderson, Michael Fulmer on the mound. Both these pitchers are pretty talented. And both of these teams have been having some success in the early parts of the games. Detroit has some real bad struggles against the lefties. I mean, the only guy they have that does much is going to be Robbie Grossman and Jaime Candelario. Nico Gridham's just overall a good player, so I wouldn't worry about him too much in regards to lack of production. I mean, I would worry about him if you're pitching staff. He's a good player. Really, really like Pittsburgh's chances as an underdog here. Believe it or not, Pittsburgh's playing right now. Like, they're actually playing some ball. Detroit not playing that great. Even though they are the home team, I'm not really looking to back them. Their bats just lay dormant for too long. We've actually started seeing power out of bats like Adam Frazier and Colin Moran and Reynolds for Pittsburgh. So getting Pittsburgh as an underdog, I think that croaches towards even money throughout the day. It opened at plus 122. So.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Miami minus 120. We talked real briefly about that. I mean, it's the Matt Harvey effect. I'm going in a random order today too, so which is very weird for this show. Usually it's very, very just organized and fluid. So I'm just kind of finding stuff as we go, though, that I'm interested in that I'm talking about that I'm breaking down here with y'all. Charlie Morton and Jameson Taillon, Jameson, I wonder how you pronounce this. Is it actually Jameson, like the whiskey? Like Jameson Taillon. I mean, don't judge me if I think that's what his name is. I do like Jameson. Charlie Morton, the righty. Taillon, the righty. Over under 9.5, getting some shade to the over at minus 115. It was at 9, so it bopped down about a half hook bubble. Looking to probably pop back up, in my opinion. Yankees getting a lot of love from the money side. Braves getting a lot of love from the bet side. And this Yankees lineup is just, they're not doing anything. They're not exciting. Gary Sanchez hits .308 against righties right now with a 777 OPS. But, you know, it's like they're not really impressing me at all. 5-10 the Yankees are on the season. I know it's a long year, but I bet the sky is falling in New York. Everyone thinks, you know, between the Mets and the Yankees, everything's just bad. Chicago, Cleveland. All right, so here's the thing. We'll be brief with this one. Rodon, he pitched a no-hitter last time out. Almost a perfect game. We're fading him. Pitchers in their next start after no-hitter, they're gassed. We see it every time. So I'm looking at a Cleveland Indian, even though their offense is terrible, I know, and they're not the most effective, efficient team with their bats. I'm looking at over 3.5, though, for the team total for Cleveland. I love fading pitchers that are coming off no-hitters or near no-hitters. Or just dominant performances. We see that with Giolito a lot. You know, most of the time he puts 4 or 5 together. That's like, damn, he's a good pitcher. Like last year, you know, he was just start after start. But most of the times, you know, he's even had those starts where he's went 8 or 9 in the next game. It's just easy to fade. So, did I say over 8.5? Yeah, over 8.5, Atlanta, New York. Arizona, Cincinnati, over 7.5. Luis Castillo's not looked great to start this season. Zach Gallen actually has, which is kind of odd. Righty-on-righty matchup. Arizona's bats have been actually hitting. I told myself I was not taking any unders in Great America Ballpark, so this is more or less just a blind play for me. Tail with caution. Look into it yourself a little more. Dig into the numbers. Because for me, I see a struggling Luis Castillo. I see powerful Cincinnati bats. I see Great America Ballpark. I see pretty good. What Arizona can do is slug. They can slug, and Great America Ballpark's a great place to slug. And the wind's blowing out to right, 10 miles an hour. Lefty bats might have a good day today. Might look and see what lineup gets submitted with more lefties. See if I can't look at a team total, find some value that way. See what team does better. Now the Reds are seeing a lot of guys out. Well, I mean, not a lot, but Moose is questionable with an illness, and Castellanos has that 2-game suspension. So that could be playing a big major factor into the total, but honestly, 7.5 is such a low number at Great America Ballpark. And we won't see it that often. Maybe we will know why later, but we'll see. for my Boston play, which in the Discord, I've been given the Boston and Royals picks out just because it's been easier and I've been so busy. But I did say that I wanted to do a pick on each Boston and each Kansas City Royals game of the year. So my Boston one today, with how successful they've been early in the games and with how bad it seems that Hyunjin Ryu just is in the second inning for his career. We saw it his last start. I look for this Boston team to get rolling early against this lefty, even though it's Hyunjin Ryu. I think we might see a couple of bad starts here in a row from him. Boston's rolling. They are 11-6. I was high on them in the preview article. I had them finishing third in the AL East. I have them over their win totals. We're an eighth of the way there. Excuse me. So I don't know what's going on with Boston, and it may come crashing down and slow down real quickly. But as of right now, I believe they have the best major league record. So they're a damn good team. I've got over 4 on their team total. So there's my play there. They got E. Rodriguez on the mound for them on the left. So I like their chances of winning too. I mean, their pitching staff has been doing pretty decent to start the year. St. Louis and Washington, Adam Wainwright, Patrick Corbin. Combine these two, almost have a 30 ERA. I don't know what to make of this. St. Louis started as minus 102 favorites. They're now plus 110. Washington's minus 130. Over under 9.5. I'm not having luck with the Washington team or this Cardinals team. I've tried to target some totals, some money line situations. Has not really fared well. So let's pass on this one. A huge shout out to this song right now because it's really good and I feel like a lot of y'all would enjoy it. It's called Without You, but with a U. The letter, and it's by Beach Goons. Yeah. A little NSFW. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. San Fran, Philly. Okay, so honestly, low-key one of my favorite matchups of the night. I love what this Philly team's doing right now, and I was hating on them to begin the season, but I love how they're clicking. I love what Didi and Gene Segura look like together. A healthy Rhys Hoskins and Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto. This is just a real damn good squad. San Fran already has 10 wins on the year. They're playing good ball right now. This is going to be a really, really good matchup. I might just go ahead and take a nod with the underdog of the Giants at plus 140. This is going to be a pretty closely contested game, and I'm looking forward to it. Over-under's 8.5. Zach Wheeler's on the mound for the Phillies, so it's hard to fade him. But I think that the Giants can definitely get it done. If anything, here I was looking at some stuff. You know, I wish San Fran did a little bit better. Did a little bit better with hitting against righties. All right, let me go ahead and back the San Francisco pick out. Something's telling me Phillies. I'm looking through a couple of things. Team totals 4.5, and they all hit really well against right-handed pitching. The Giants do. So So let's go ahead and leave that one off the board too. That's going to be a really fun just baseball spot. Just to watch some baseball. I'll be watching that game tonight for sure. Did I talk about my Tampa Bay Kansas City play? Well, we got Rich Hill, Brad Keller on the mound. Keller's starting to get it together for the Royals, but still got a long ways to go. And Rich Hill, he's an old left-handed pitcher. And the Royals hit left-handed pitching really well. And they got a lot of low-key guys, too, that are hitting really well right now. Like Dozier and Isbell. Benintendi's starting to heat up a little. Then you got Nicky Lopez hitting 357, the magnum against lefties. OPSs are high throughout this team. Salvi Perez, Carlos Santana. Santana's hitting 421 against lefties to start the year. These Rays bats, I know Kansas City won or lost last night. I know. But this is a good bounce back spot for them. Rich Hill serving up a lot of hits, a lot of contact. I expect Jorge Soler to barrel one up so he can get rolling. Whit Merrifield, phenomenal player. Look at over 8.5. Or I'm sorry, just eight. Royals team total over 3.5 at -125. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. All right. Got that going. Got that in there. All right. Now. Got that covered. How about Mets, Cubs? Tyon Walker, Jake Arrieta. 7.5 is the total. -130 to the Mets. I'm rolling with my Cubbies +110 at home in Wrigley. Jake Arrieta on the mound. Are you kidding me? Why not? Let's go, Cubbies. I'm rolling with the Cubs. I think that's 11-12 on the season for I'm a Cubs fan, but there it is. I don't even want to look at this one too much more. Coming off that embarrassing Sunday night baseball performance against the Braves, back on ESPN against the Mets, getting a matchup against Walker. Hey, he's a good pitcher, but I think that these Cubs bats are ready to wake up, and they're getting tired of getting embarrassed. So let's go, Cubs. Underdog +110. I randomly got excited about that. Texas, LA. Sorry. Yeah, that came out of nowhere. Texas, LA. Got a really good pitching matchup. Got Jordan Lyles and Shohei Ohtani. This will be interesting. And you know, I might look. At a Texas team total over. I might look at Texas in general. This will be a good night game. It's at 8:38. So let's keep an eye on this one. We're going to hold this one. This will probably make it into the card, and we might see a play out of me on this one. Some more numbers to definitely dig into. Chris Segal, home money line record, currently 0-1 under him. He's the head ump. I think I might take Texas as an underdog. I think some underdogs could be barking tonight. Milwaukee, San Diego, Corbin Burns, Chris Paddock. Speaking of a pitching matchup. pitching matchup between the righties. Man, 7 is the number, the total. First 5 under I might look at. I'm going to see what Blake's opinions are on this game. Yeah. A lot of money, a lot of bets coming in on San Diego. Saints Diago. You know the rest. If you've seen Anchorman. Okay. Let's flash fire over into the NBA. Real brief brush over. Honestly, might look at just taking all the dogs on the spread. I mean, I'm liking it right now. Yeah. All right. I'm going to make this easy. Check this out. I mean, with the way the NBA has been going, we got 5 games on the slate. We see about a quarter of the games per NBA slate. I mean, it's like 24.87% of the games have an end result of a true upset. So either the betting money line dog winning, the consensus NBA professional analysts considerations of what an underdog is. So Orlando plus 12 against Atlanta, Charlotte plus 5.5 against the Knicks, even though the Knicks are playing some really good ball right now. Brooklyn, New Orleans, Brooklyn opened as a minus 1 point favorite, now plus 2.5. Obviously there's guys being rolled out, big swing. I bet Durant's probably going to be out. And yeah, Durant's going to be out. So still got Kyrie, still got Joe Harris, you know, Minnesota, I mean, who just beat the Heat playing Sacramento. Sacramento is coached by Luke Walton. In Portland plus 7.5. Against, I mean, I got 8. It just went to 7.5. Holy crap. Yeah. When I started this, I selected plus 8. It's already at 7.5. So Portland plus 8, plus 7.5 against the Clippers. I think tonight is a night to do an all money dog an all money dog type of night in the NBA. Just take, you know, some light pizza money. We're going to put it on all the dogs in the NBA. And, on the money line, why not? You know, this is going to be a fun night. And I could definitely see lots of dogs winning tonight. I just got that feeling. So what I'm going to go through now, I've already got my spread picks, but I'm doubling back down. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put plays in on, you know, and make these plays as according to your, you know, bankroll as you need to do. But, you know, I think there's extreme value in playing all the dogs tonight, both spread and money line. It's just too hard to pass up right now, actually. All right. Sorry about that. I was getting stuff myself locked in. So, yeah, might be a little crazy. Might lose a lot. But all we need is, you know, 1 or 2 of those bad boys to hit. And, you know, for example, over here just dropping stuff on my microphone. You know, Orlando, like they're plus 600 against Atlanta. John Collins ain't 100%. Atlanta's missing some rotational pieces, and they've had some bad losses this year. 10 to 60. 5 to, what would that be, 30? You know, why not? 1 to 6, you know, if your unit is a $5 play and you spend, you know, a portion of that unit, you know, you're doing like 0.15 of your units with a dollar or $1.50 play, and you can go ahead and get yourself a unit and a half of profit. It's always a decent little value sprinkle. I don't do it a lot. It's not my particular betting angle, but well, I think that should be about it. I think that should do it. Do you want to end the show or go into the ending parts of the show with a very huge highlight on Blood Orange, a phenomenal artist, currently listening to Augustine. Really, really good artist. Super hip, funky, got some pop, R&B, alternative, indie, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It's all the same these days. But I'd check them out. Sports picks. I think that's going to do it today. I got to roll through and submit my stuff on Tally site. Fell from first to fourth in the very last few picks last week. Crashed in the NBA from fourth down to 24th. Oof. Looking to remain consistent this week. I need top five finishes in both. Always my goal. But I've yet to get that number one ranking in MLB. I want that number one ranking for the week. So let me start working on that. Build some more credibility here at HoopBall. Build this family a little more. I'm excited for y'all. Y'all got some really good content coming here. I mean, you already do, but with our affiliate, where things are going to be going, look out. Look out, look up. Anyways, hey, I'm at DALE007 on Twitter. As always, the show at HoopBall Gaming. Please do not be shy. Send us messages, DMs, or whatever. Shout us out. Email us. Leave us those 5-star reviews on Apple Music. You go in there, leave that review, share some words because their algorithm is weird. You got to leave words. It takes a little bit of time to process. So screenshot it. Send it to either Dan or I or the show. Or at HoopBall, support@hoop-ball.com. Email that. Let them know what you're trying to do. Hey, Devin said this. Here's my screenshot. When do I win my money? Just help us figure out how we can grow. You know, just tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Share your thoughts. You know, it's all appreciated. If you leave a 1-star review, you better say something. I mean, if you leave any review, we want you to say something. All right. Well, you know where to find me on Twitter. You know where to find the show. Make sure to check hoop-ball.com out. Don't forget about the promo codes for your balls and your bets. And as always, I am sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Let's have a great day. Be positive. Be nice. Be kind. Be safe, and let's try to win. Well, not try. As the great wise Yoda once said, there is no try, but only do. That's probably not the exact quote, but you get what I'm saying. Let's win some money today. Smaller card. I think there's some saturated value in there. So let's find it, and let's find some money in our pockets. Good day.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.